Welcome to the Starzology Astrology Podcast. I'm your host, Arwen O'Neill, and today I'm here with my friend Katya.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Arwen.
Thanks for coming. Today, we are going to be talking about the Venus sextile Uranus.
You mean Uranus?
Oh, brother.
Uranus? Yeah. I don't know. How do you say it?
Well, I seem to waver between pronunciations, which is really unfortunate for this podcast. Oh, but I'm going to decide to pronounce it Uranus. That's my goal today, to pronounce it the same way every time. Mm-hmm. And then people won't get tripped up on it and be like, what did she say?
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I'll match you.
Okay. Uranus. So today we're going to be talking about Venus sextile Uranus. And this is a transit that's coming up on the 28th of March, 2024, if you're listening to this in the far future. But it does happen once a year, so it is going to be relevant. And we're also going to be talking about what it looks like in the birth chart. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our ever-present celebrity examples at the end. Yeah. So this is a soft aspect. It's one of the two easy aspects. Well, conjunctions are kind of, they can be easy or hard. So we're going to be talking about the sextile, and that is, it's a really nice aspect, actually. It's one of the two soft aspects. So we have trines and sextiles. Trines are 120 degrees, and sextiles are 60 degrees. So if you have a sextile, you're basically two signs apart. Mm-hmm. So it's like Pisces and Aries are right next to each other. So that would be, well, that anyway, that's a minor aspect, so it doesn't matter. Just don't worry about that. But Pisces and Taurus are two signs away from each other, and they are going to be in at 20 degrees. So Venus is at 20 degrees Pisces, and Uranus is at 20 degrees Taurus. So a bit of a basic about the sextile. Mm-hmm. It means that the two planets are two signs away. So other examples of that would be like Virgo and Scorpio, or Sagittarius and Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So they're both feminine signs. Mm. Or they're both, feminine signs. They have the same sort of energy, but they're a little bit different. So if they were in a trine, that would mean that they were at the same element. So you'd have like Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn.
Oh,
so that's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They have like all of the earth signs would be in trines.
And water signs in trine. Okay,
exactly. Yeah. So this is a little bit different. There's a bit more of a different energy, and it kind of makes it more of an active, pleasant aspect. Oh. So trines tend to be sort of more passive and more harmonious, but sextiles are a bit more exciting.
Is it because sex is involved?
I think so. Yeah. No.
Actually, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Why is it called a sextile?
That's a great question.
That's one for the
Google.
All right. If anyone listening to this knows, please write in and
exactly.
inform us.
I mean, we could just theoretically open another tab and look it up right now.
Yeah,
maybe we'll add
another
that at the
pet
end.
Podcast.
Exactly.
Another episode.
It'll be an Easter egg at the end. Yeah. If you listen all the way to the end, you get to find out why it's called a sextile.
Yeah.
It's a great aspect to find in relationship charts. So if you're doing like a comparison chart between two people, if there's a lot of sextiles, that's a great thing, because it kind of means that they have a lot in common, but there's a bit of an active, dynamic sort of quality. It's excellent to like for sexual attraction or for excitement or for having things in common, but not being too similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So actually we're going to go ahead and tell you what a sextile is. We've gone ahead and looked it up for you. So it's 60 degrees from their center, and it's a yin yang polarity.
Which makes sense with the masculine feminine. Yeah. I was going to go in there, but I was like,
exactly.
No.
And it's funny because it means 1/6, that's the etymology. It's from the Latin, and it means sextilius, which is 1/6. And that's exactly how it is in the zodiac. It's 1/6 of the circle.
Yeah, and just exactly how you said, similar to in influence to a trine, but less intense.
Yeah,
and exciting.
Yeah, more exciting and
compatible, harmonious,
exactly.
Easily communicates between the two.
Exactly, and if you think about two signs that are two signs away. So, I mean, personally, I'm a Virgo, and my partner is a Scorpio. So those are two signs away. Yeah, exactly. My mother and her partner are two signs away. She's a Sagittarius and he's an Aquarius. Uh-huh. And you find it a lot in relationships. It's one of the most common combinations.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that better or worse?
I mean,
is it like the dynamic changes quite a bit between, like, say, one apart versus two or three?
We're just talking about sun signs in this particular case, like when I say I'm a Virgo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But since there are so many, I mean, there's 10 planets, obviously the main planets, and then you can find all sorts of, like, you know, asteroids and all that kind of stuff. But every chart has, like, basically 10 planets. So there are so many that could be in a sextile relationship in two charts. So if you're looking at just the sun signs, then, you know, you can't really judge whether a relationship is good just by knowing what, what two sun signs people,
like,
have.
Too little.
It's too simple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if you look at their chart and there's no sextiles at all, that, you know, might be, it's not a red flag, but it might mean that they
have hard mode.
It's harder for them to hard mode. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Not impossible. Just. Maybe harder.
Yeah, it might be harder to find. I mean, and also, I mean, I'm sure we all know people who are in a relationship where they don't seem to have any of the same friends, and they love each other, and they, you know, they have a great relationship, but they don't do any activities together. Like, he has all his own activities with his friends, and she has her own activities with her friends. And maybe they have a great relationship in other ways, or maybe they have kids and they're really good parents together, or whatever. They have, you know, different things that they're compatible in, but they're actual interests are totally different.
Interesting.
And that could be a total lack of sextiles in the relationship. That's something
that still work because something else is.
Exactly. Something else is driving them together.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So Venus sextile Uranus encourages creative self-expression, specifically in relationships. So this is very based on romantic relationships.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at Venus, you're going to definitely want to talk about romance and sextile especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great for friendships too, obviously, but it's interesting because it's definitely a romantic sort of aspect, especially because sextile Uranus is obviously the planet of disruption. It's the planet of electric energy. It was discovered right around the time that electricity was actually, you know, becoming a thing.
Yeah.
the era of discovery, you know, is 1781 was when Uranus was discovered. And that was, it was the first planet that was discovered through the use of telescopes. So it's sort of one of those interesting correspondences where the planet actually means what its discovery chart looks like.
Yeah, you know? It's moments like this that makes me question coincidence. Is there such a thing?
Right. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Oh. That's the whole point. And whether it's like we're placing narrative on top of it to make our lives more meaningful, or whether there is inbuilt meaning and there are serendipity, whether, you know what I mean? Like, whether that is a real thing or that's just a way that humans make, you know, make sense of the world. Mm-hmm. Either way, it works.
Yeah.
Like, that's what matters, you know?
Yeah. And so people with this aspect, are they more open-minded in love, in expressing their, I guess, creativity?
I would certainly think so. Like, that's the thing that comes up in Karen Haymaker Zondag's book, Aspects and Personality. Mm-hmm. One of the very first things she says about this aspect in particular is that people with the sun sextile Uranus in their birth chart tend to be open-minded and progressive in their personal style. Mm-hmm. They're free-thinking and exciting, and maybe even capricious. They tend to be strong-willed, active, and eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that this people that have this aspect are fully alive to the individuality in themselves and others. They have a taste for the unusual and an open mind on everything, no matter how strange, and nothing disturbs them. Ooh. She says they may even find the unusual stimulating.
Wow. So
that's a good thing.
That's a very niche aspect, but that's so interesting because so much film came out of weird thoughts and ideas. And
exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly. Okay. So they look for changes in their work or in their relationships so that their emotional life stays exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
Their emotional life may be unstable unless the aspect is offset by other stabilizing factors, like, for example, a positive aspect from Venus to the moon or to Saturn, which could kind of ground the Venus. Otherwise, they might just be like kind of thrill seeking and constantly on the lookout for something new and different. And if you're with someone like that, you want to keep them interested. I mean, you want to keep whoever you're with interested, obviously, but this is the kind of person who might, you know, be constantly on the lookout for something different and all spice and no substance or something like that.
I see.
That.
Yeah. So new insights turns them on. And I guess it's possible for sparks to fly with anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And this, if you're looking for, I mean, this is a really pretty quick, anything that, you know, Venus transiting, it's going to be, affecting like that day, basically, for people who don't have it in their chart. You know, you're definitely going to feel like a little bit of a tingle, maybe, or something like that. It might be a good time to go and dress up in a way that you normally wouldn't, or go to an exciting theme party or a costume party, or just do something to sort of spice up your life.
Yeah, it sounds pretty playful. It sounds like it could be silly, but ultimately it's quite bonding, no matter like which aspect of you're playing up.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's about fun and flair and making the most of the unexpected and exciting. So it's an excellent time to make new friends or get to know somebody that you've been with for a while and try to just do something interesting and different. It's it's great for sexual attractions, which may or may not last. If you're you know, single and you meet someone, you might find that the effect of this wears off kind of quickly, but it's great while it lasts.
Because so far it sounds really exciting, really positive.
Yeah.
You know, like it might be weird, but like that could still be a good thing.
Exactly.
So is it fleeting? Like, is this a one-day thing?
It's a one-day thing, yeah. Oh, so if you have it in your chart, it's forever. But if it's if you're just someone who's being affected by the transit, it's definitely a fleeting one. Venus moves very quickly.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I guess it's that whirlwind of like, instead of a slow burn romance, you've got this like sudden fling.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Are there any other downsides to it? Like, because it still sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome. Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty great one. I mean, anything with a sextile is going to be a pretty positive one. Even when Venus is sextile to the outer planets, like Uranus, Saturn, and you know, Pluto, Neptune, the outer planets tend to be like considered like more malefic or like, you know, not as positive. Mm-hmm. But a sextile is going to bring out the most positive aspects of those those planets. So even Venus sextile Pluto is going to have like the positive aspects of Pluto, which is kind of a weird thing to think. But all the planets do have sort of a positive side. Mm-hmm. And Uranus definitely has some negative things. Like I think we talked about Venus square Uranus in the past, and that was the one where it was like, you know, someone who's just disruptive to the point of chaotic and you know, you can't feel comfortable around them and they're like picking fights all the time. So this is like the opposite of that. It's the same two planets, but you definitely will have some, all the more positive aspects of Uranus come out when it's a sextile.
Say March 28th, 2024. Mm-hmm. We have this energy, this playful energy. If it's in your chart, that's even more so. Mm-hmm. So March 29, 2024, is that where everyone's going to be a hermit and need some like alone time to kind of recharge? Like, how do you come down from such a high?
I guess it depends on how hard you go the day before. Maybe the hangover or, you know, you wake up and you don't recognize the person next to you. I guess it depends.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, and it depends also like on your own chart. Like if you are the kind of person who's open to that kind of energy and you are, you know, able to make the most of it, or if you're a very serious kind of person and you're not used to that kind of thing and you know, maybe then it will take like a day to kind of be I feel like they need to, you know, close off and not be around people. But if you generally have like a more open-minded style in your personality, then this is just
a safe day for you.
A great day for you
to express yourself.
Exactly. And maybe other people are more receptive to you, which is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so nice, actually.
Totally.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. And so let's talk about some celebrities.
Yes.
Yay. So celebrities with Venus sextile Uranus in just like in general.
Okay.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner. Leonardo da Vinci. Justin Timberlake, Robin Williams, Willow Smith, Kate Winslet, Gwyneth Paltrow, Adam Driver, Lenny Kravitz, and Jessica Lange.
I don't know why. None of this makes sense. I was thinking Yoko Ono for some reason.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I'm seeing a lot of pop music talent and dramatic comedy energy going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, there is a little bit of that quirky, offbeat.
Yeah, it's the rom-com aspect.
Oh.
And then I went and looked at celebrities who have Venus in Pisces, sextile Uranus, not necessarily Uranus in Taurus, because that would limit us like to, you know, 80 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. But celebrities with Venus and Pisces in sextile to Uranus, regardless of the sign that it's in, are Emma Watson, George Harrison, Ursula Andress, and Tammy Wynette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I don't know.
Okay. Differences are intriguing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to know about Venus sextile Uranus?
I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty nice aspect.
It
So,
sounds lovely.
yeah,
I
it's a
wish
good
it was
one.
longer.
Exactly. And if you are looking, at your chart compared to somebody else, definitely look for the sextiles. That's the takeaway.
Well, oh, I like. And where can people find that?
Well, gosh, I mean, consult your astrologer is what Alison Price would always say. If you are looking for a free and quick and easy way to find your aspects and comparison with other people, I would go to astro.com. That's my favorite free astrology site.
Excellent. Astro.com.
Yeah. Astro.com. So this has been great.
Wow. Short and sweet.
I
My
know,
goodness.
It's so
I wish
short.
We could talk more about this, but I guess that's in the spirit of
Yep. It's just
Venus
a,
sextile Uranus.
It's
Uranus.
A,
Uranus? What is it?
Yeah, it's a debate.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Armin.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and join us next time.
Adios.
Bye. Hello, everyone. Arwen here, and this is just a bit of an addendum because I thought of something that I wanted to add after we finished recording. I recently posted an article on mspink.net about the restaurant Dark Table. And if you haven't been, and if you live in Vancouver or somewhere else that they have a Dark Table restaurant, this is a wonderful restaurant where the servers are all visually impaired and you eat in pitch darkness, and it is a like incredibly interesting experience. It's very, no pun intended, eye-opening and illuminating. And I highly recommend, if you live in Vancouver or anywhere that they have a Dark Table restaurant, that would be an excellent use of this sextile energy to explore the sights and sounds and feelings of a visually impaired dining experience. They call it blind dining, which is an excellent way of describing it. And if you want to read about it before you go, you can read my review on mspink.net. It's the first blog post, and you can subscribe and like and share it. That is my restaurant recommendation, and it would be an amazing use of this Venus sextile Uranus energy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much for getting this far through the episode. I just want to take a moment to tell you about the two main options of my astrology services. So the first one is coaching. If you are an aspiring astrologer, and by that I mean someone who's perhaps a hobbyist astrologer or someone who's learning astrology or a student, or you've got a few books and you've been doing it for a while, but perhaps you need a little bit of help to bring it all together, then maybe getting some astrological coaching from me would be the answer for you. The astrology coaching I offer is a one-hour session on Zoom, and it's tailored to answer your particular questions. For example, if you have issues with natal chart readings, we can go there. Or if you're having problems working with your forecasting, we can go there. Or even basic astrology stuff, or even getting yourself organized for your astrology business. The idea is that astrological coaching will answer your particular questions. It's tailored specifically to you and where you are in your astrological journey. And I'm happy to help you out with some guidance about how you can get going, what to focus on, and what to dismiss. So that would be the astrological coaching for people trying to learn astrology. The second astrological service I offer is consultations. So this is for someone who perhaps doesn't know anything about astrology, but they just want to have their chart read or get their chart done. Call it what you will. So once more, this is a one-hour consultation over Zoom. I will interpret your chart, tell you about the main features, tell you about where the energy is flowing, and all the rest of what is entailed in a thorough natal chart interpretation. I can also add in some forecasting in there too, bearing in mind we only have 1 hour. So just in summary, I've got coaching for people who want to learn astrology, and I've got consultations for those who want to get an astrology reading done. I'm Alison Price from starsology.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.